Outside of Chicago, in a leafy subdivision in Kane County, a homeowner has tipped off authorities to a very different concern, an alien invasion. Caught in a spider's web, the woman found a small iridescent beetle called the emerald ash borer. The Asian bug has been munching its way through forests in the Midwest. More than 15 million trees have been devastated in Michigan. Ohio and Indiana have also experienced infestations. Now, Illinois is bracing for the worst. Warren Goetsch is the manager of natural resources for the Illinois Department of Agriculture. It's his job to track the beetle.
I've heard it described as a mini grasshopper, if you will. It has the beautiful, if you will, emerald green color. Its length is only about half the diameter of a penny.
Oh, it's small.
Yes, and that's going to be one of the big challenges. One of the advantages of the Asian longhorn beetle was it was a very photogenic, large beetle with large antenna. This is a much smaller insect. It can fly as much as a half a mile. So, you know, it's going to be a big challenge. There's no doubt about that.
Now, when you went out and did your initial investigation, you discovered that, or at least you suspect, that this bug may have been there for years. How do you know that?
Well, if you look at the information that we have about the life cycle of the pest and how its impact on trees progresses, it could have easily been there 3 to 5 years and we not see the kind of decline that one would expect. So certainly it's been there for a couple of years. It could be as many as five.
Early detection is critical, I understand. Do you think you caught it early enough?
Well, if we look at some of the lessons that we've learned from other places like Indiana or Ohio or Michigan, certainly in Michigan the population was much greater. And you know, as a result, those millions of trees have been lost. But if we look at other places like Indiana or Ohio, where the infestations have been much smaller, they've been detected quicker, I think there is the potential that we can put forward an effective control and perhaps make an eradication.
So how do you control the problem? What do you do?
Well, the first step truly is to just define the extent of the infestation. We have teams out in the field looking for infestations and then moving out a quarter of a mile or a half a mile, and we'll keep doing that until we don't find the beetle anymore. And once that's determined, the extent of this area, then we'll have to determine whether or not we need to remove the trees, what kind of treatments might be possible to try and isolate, because at this point, once a tree is infested, there's really nothing you can do. The tree is going to go just because it ends up being a host for an additional expansion of that population.
So while you folks in the Department of Agriculture are waging war against the borer, what's a homeowner to do?
Well, I think you need to be alert. You need to be looking, you know, be aware of what's going on in your landscape, looking at your trees. If you see any kind of decline in the trees, especially in terms of ash up in the crown of the tree, the top of the tree, if you start to see an early leaf drop, if you will, if you see more woodpecker activity, if you see splitting of the bark, those are all signs that perhaps something is wrong. If there is something wrong or you suspect something is wrong, I would strongly recommend contacting a village forester if you have one, or a local arborist. Have that local expert take a look at that tree.
Mr. Goetsch, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you very much.
Warren Goetsch is the manager of natural resources for the Illinois Department of Agriculture.